Hello, and welcome to another episode of On Air the Johnsonian. My name is Lynn. You'll notice that Scooter is not present, and that is because, unfortunately, they did die in a car accident the other night.
Yep.
Sometimes I can still hear their voice.
I didn't actually die. I did get into a car wreck, though.
A bad one.
A very bad one. I hurt. I'm not dead, and nothing is broken. Well, my brain is pretty broken. Lynn can vouch we were walking here, and a fast car sped by, and it made me cry. Negative 12 out of 10. Would not recommend getting into a car accident.
No. On the bright side, on the way to record, we also saw a raccoon. Like a little one.
Just a little guy.
Just a little one, and he...
was very cute.
He was very cute, and he didn't really run away very quickly. I almost got him on video. I have, like, a brief shadow of him before he jumped into the sewers.
Because a car showed up.
Yeah.
Cars can bite me. I don't like them right now.
No.
My car is so dead. Yeah. May she rest in peace.
Rip Francis. She will not live to stutter when you press the gas.
She will not live to stutter when I press the gas. She was the worst, and I loved her so much, but she was the worst.
She was... Oh my god, did you get the little cat out of the car?
I did not, but I have to go and clean out my car for insurance purposes, so I will get the cat. There's a cat that sits on the dashboard of my car. He has been broken since the day that I got him, but boy howdy has he sat on the dashboard of my car.
Yeah.
For like many years.
Yeah, he's like a lucky cat, and he's supposed to be like, because he's in the sun, he's like light powered, and he'll wave his paw. Except he's busted, so whenever I get in the car, I just wave his paw.
He worked for like a day, and then he stopped, and I was like, okay,
yeah,
you can stay. He doesn't have a name, but my car does. Her name is Francis.
And Francis's spirit is with us always, right now even.
Yeah, right now.
It's very topical because it is Halloween-y week.
Woo! Be on the lookout for jump scares.
Yeah, the jump scare being that a car rear ends you.
Yeah! It was not a good jump scare. Don't jump scare people by rear-ending them. Oh god, I'm laughing and it hurts.
The most unethical of jump scares. One where your car gets totaled.
Yeah.
But it is the spooky week. We've been saying it's Halloween pretty much all month.
That's because it is all month.
This is Halloween month. So exactly. It is Halloween the entire time.
Spooky
but
month.
Now it's like... actually Halloween. And on that note, I'm going to move us into our news ? Segment. So this Friday on the 29th, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on the front porch of Bancroft Hall, there's going to be a little trick-or-treat party from the Winthrop English Department for English majors. That's what the Post says on their Instagram, that they're calling all English majors. I don't know if they would, like, not say no to a non-English major. Also, how are they going to prove it?
But who's your advisor?
They make you pull up DegreeWorks.
Yeah, yeah. The true horror.
Mm-hmm. Having to get DegreeWorks to open when you need it to.
Yep.
Yep. But it's basically you come in a Halloween costume and they'll give you a free bag of candy. They used to do it where you would go through the second floor of Bancroft and all of the professors would be like around their offices with a bowl of candy and handing it out. But because of
COVID.
Current events that persist...
In these trying times.
In these trying times. In these unprecedented times. It's unprecedented after a year,
like a year and
some
half.
Change. They would, but yeah, they would have people with like their bowls of candy out and they would just give it out to you. But because they don't want people shoving all of their hands into a bunch of separate bowls of candy, they just have pre-made little bags.
Which is pretty clever.
Yeah, which is very nice of them. I'm glad that they brought it back, because that's very fun for me.
Yay!
And that's news.
Ding dong, bing bong.
You don't have any news, do you?
No, APO had... APO is the theater fraternity sorority situation. APO had a little Hell of Ween costume party last night, in a little murder mystery situation. It was very fun. I will keep you posted on future events, I suppose, even though I'm technically not in it.
No.
Yeah. It was fun.
Official spokesperson of the APO, even though you're not in it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Voice of the people.
Did you know that I am a theater major? Oh my god. Yeah.
I did my English major thing. You've done your theater major thing. No other majors represented. If you want to be represented, you have to say you want an interview.
Yeah.
Submit your concerns.
Jump scare!
Ah! I was very scared there. You can tell, because I screamed.
Submit your interview applications to the email that we give at the end of the episode.
Yes. If you want to talk about how cool your major is and better than ours, then feel free, but...
You're wrong.
Know that if you do this as an in-person interview and not over Zoom, it'll be a two-on-one.
It will be.
Yeah.
On-site.
Yeah. That's a joke. We would never do a violence here on the Johnsonian podcast.
We would never do that.
Never.
Also, I can't do anything. I am injured.
True. I'll have to fight with the spirit of two whole people on your behalf.
I guess I could weapon... I'm full of glass right now because I went crashing through my window. I was wearing my seatbelt, and the airbag did go off. But even then, I still went through my window. Wear your seatbelt. Dang it.
Wear your seatbelt. And also don't drive like a ding-dong.
I was not driving like a ding-dong. I know that you did not insinuate that. Just to be clear, the accident was not my fault. I got rear-ended to high heck.
State troopers confirm, not Scooter's fault.
State troopers confirmed, not my fault, and then they didn't bring me home. They left me stranded at a QT on Celanese. Yeah. And then Lynn had to come get me.
The other one on Celanese, because I went to the one that's actually on Celanese and not Ridgeview Road or whatever, and that was super fun.
I've gotten off track. I could weaponize the glass in my arms.
Mm-hmm. That's your Halloween costume as someone who survived a car crash.
I'm that one girl from Dead by Daylight who has the glass in her arms.
Yes.
Yeah.
Topical and universal reference everyone will get.
100%.
Yes. So our main event, our main thing for this episode is we meant to get inside one of the main buildings after they, like, closed up.
After hours.
Yeah.
We were going to do a BuzzFeed Unsolved.
We were going to do a BuzzFeed Unsolved Supernatural epic ghost interview in one of the spooky buildings, but I never really got anything back for that, so
we will be going elsewhere.
We will be doing a little bit of a ghost interview outside of Little Chapel.
Ooh,
so
jump scare.
Here's that.
All right, we're approaching Little Chapel.
Guys.
We're approaching Little Chapel. This is where David Bancroft Johnson and his wife are buried.
Ooh.
All right, so right outside Little Chapel, there's a bust of David Bancroft Johnson. He was born in 1856 and died in 1928. He's the founder and first president of Winthrop College.
What a man.
What a guy. He's got a little bow tie on, which I think is pretty funny.
Just a little one.
Just a little one.
Yeah.
And
his button down is wrinkled. What a disgrace.
I can't believe this is how they would memorialize him.
Maybe I shouldn't speak ill of the dead.
Yeah.
To his face.
No, do it to his face because then we get haunted.
You hear me, sir?
Yeah.
Your button down is rumpled.
Yeah, and this is one of those statues where for the pupils, they just have a divot, so it's really spooky to look at, and I don't like
really
it.
Really funny if they moved.
Yeah, I think it would. Oh, whoa, it moved.
Oh.
Yeah. Of course it didn't, because ghosts aren't real.
Well, a bug definitely just flew across the sky. Maybe that is him.
Ghost orbs.
He went bug mode. Oh, no.
Oh, my God, no.
In 1936, on request of the Winthrop College Alumni Association, this building was given to Winthrop College by the Columbia Theological Seminary. In the same year, it was moved to this location. Within rest the remains of David Bancroft Johnson, founder of Winthrop College and president for 42 years. President Johnson wed May Rutledge Smith, a native of Charleston, South Carolina, on August 6, 1902. They had three children, David Bancroft Johnson Jr., Berg Smith Johnson, and Suzanne Rutledge Johnson. Mrs. Johnson was a 1900 graduate of Winthrop and was employed at the school until 1969.
Nice.
After her death in 1978, at the age of 100, she was interred with her husband.
All right, so we did some research because we wanted to know how they died, because we were going to ask them the test question all ghost shows must ask, how did you die, to see if they are lying to us. Couldn't find anything about Mr. David Bancroft Johnson, other than he died in 1928, which was fine because I already knew that because we read it off his bust thing.
So, hey, ghosts, how did you die?
I'm sure that there's an EVP in there.
Yeah.
EVP stands for Electronic Voice Phenomena.
Yeah, we're gonna look back and we're gonna hear such clear evidence of ghosts. It's gonna be insane.
Yeah.
Hold it.
I think that maybe we should not refer to them as "Hey Ghosts."
I think that's a good way to instigate.
I think okay, but what if they? Because these are some older folks. These people died. Well, he died in the '20s.
Well, should we call them Haints instead?
I think we should call them by their names because they were people, and I think that they would look at us as disrespectful youngins who don't know how to respect their elders. I don't think they'll talk
to us.
That's
what I want. I want them to feel disrespected, so they attack me.
Well, I don't think they're... I think that because they're like older folks. They don't... They're not going to attack you because they're like...
I've old, never stopped a ghost before.
They're old, like, Southerners. They're just going to be like, wow, what a disrespectful youth. I am not going to talk to you beneath me.
Maybe I should just tell them I'm gay and then they'll come and kill me.
Yeah. Well, no, because they'd be like, well, you look like a woman to me and... That just means you're close friends with your lady friend.
They're gonna think that we're lesbians and they're gonna kill us.
Yeah. For the sake of accurate reporting, I don't know if these two were homophobes, so we're relying on the precedent of we exist in South Carolina and these people were very old. So I feel like it is a relatively safe assumption, but I would never slander the name of the dead in such a way without clarifying.
Especially not one so closely affiliated to the organization with which we work for. That was good English. For which we work for. Yeah. There we go.
I mean, I guess, what kind of questions?
I have a solid one. Hey, friends. Hey, my guys. What is your favorite type of soup? This is very important. It's for science.
Mm-hmm. Because while we couldn't find any information about how they died, we do have one of the very distinct things I remember showing up in all of the websites about David Bancroft Johnson is his favorite soup.
That's a joke? We don't know. Okay. What's your favorite type of soup?
Favorite soup now. 3-2-1 soup.
Again, another merch slogan if we had merch.
Yeah, if we
3-2-1 soup.
3-2-1 soup is a great t-shirt thing.
Hey, David, you want a 3-2-1 soup t-shirt?
3-2-1. We could gift it. We could put it over his wrinkled shirt.
Over his wrinkled button-down, which is a disgrace.
Mm-hmm. May was... I'm assuming it's May. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing it. It's spelled M-A-I, so it could be my, but just like Avatar, you say it like May, so... There is a rustling.
There was a rustling. I heard it. Definitely wasn't a raccoon.
Definitely, yeah, we saw a raccoon earlier, so.
We saw him again!
We saw him twice.
It was fun.
So I think I'm just gonna go ahead and say May is with us right now.
Oh, yeah.
May, favorite soup? Thoughts? Ma'am. 3-2-1 soup?
3-2-1 soup. She said pumpkin soup.
Wow, that's an interesting choice.
Southern staple.
I have lived in South Carolina my entire life, never had pumpkin soup.
Really?
Yeah, no.
You've never had pumpkin soup?
No, it does not sound very good.
It's like, kind of like squash soup.
Oh, I don't like squash.
You don't like vegetables.
I like some vegetables. I don't like squash. Squash soup sounds more wrestling.
There was another wrestling.
We will ignore the fact that there are lots of things falling from trees in this time of year. That was ghost activity.
Oh, totally. 100%.
Mark that down in your notebooks.
Hey, you know what? Maybe that was David. Now maybe we have May and David.
Yeah, May was over. So right now we are sitting in front of the bust, like looking at him directly. And to
in his weird little divot eyeballs.
To our
left.
To our front left. That was where May is coming from. And then
right.
David was from back right. So, I think...
They're definitely both here.
They're both here right now for sure-sies.
I've suddenly got very cold.
Whoa. Whoa! Yeah, see, it's funny because pretty much anything that you could ever experience as, like, a symptom of fear is also coincidentally also signs of a ghost nearby.
I'm just so sad right now. I just got so sad.
Guys,
all
I'm
of a
over.
Sudden.
I am overwhelmed.
I'm overwhelmed with grief.
Yeah, I'm like.
I'm sorry that you have passed on.
Yeah, do you have any? There was a car.
There was a car.
A ghost car, maybe even.
I'm very scared of it.
Well, suddenly I'm like, I'm so terrified. Like,
guys, I'm so scared right now.
Yeah.
Make me angry.
Yes, I see. A mooch swings, also sign of ghost
punches
presence.
A wall.
Yeah. Let's see. Do you have any unfinished business you would like us to resolve so that you can pass on?
You guys are dead. You have to have some unfinished business. I don't think I've ever heard of a dead person that didn't have unfinished business.
Yeah. I'm going to have a to-do list, and it's going to have some stuff not checked off by the time I'm dead. So.
Ghostly to-do list.
Yeah.
What is on your to-do list?
Another ghost car,
clearly
course.
Driving cars, apparently.
Another sign of ghost presence is cars going by.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got this is an overwhelming amount of evidence. I don't think you understand because you've watched Ghost Adventures or whatever, and they're like, here's a fleck of dust that went in front of the camera. That was a ghost orb. We just have all these ghost cars. What are we looking? Oh, hey, a ghost orb.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it in front of the light. Definitely not a gnat or anything.
Nope.
That's a ghost orb.
Multiple of them.
And that's from... Wow.
Just while we
several ghosts.
We were talking about them, and then they just appeared.
Yeah. Show yourself.
Do it.
Give me a pat on the back.
Give me a sign. Yeah, give me a pat on the back. It's gonna hurt. Do it.
Whoa.
I was fully expecting to get my head caved in.
What are other standard ghost adventures type questions? What subjects did you hate? Who's your least favorite student?
What subjects did you hate in high school?
Because you
like hitting young women? That's a Ghost Adventures classic.
That's true. David Bancroft Johnson, this was a school for only women for a good bit. Were we hitting women?
This is not a serious claim.
Yeah, no, I would...
This is not us attempting to slander This is... Dang it, Grandpa Johnson.
Yeah. Good old Grandpa Johnson. No, this is a... We're doing a funny about how ghost adventures, they always hit women. I would never claim that David Bancroft Johnson hit women. I have no reason to believe that.
Hey, David, do you prune these bushes yourself?
I'm not going to give David Bancroft Johnson. We need to cut. Can I just call you David?
Yeah.
I don't want to keep doing the full
DBJ.
DBJ.
Yeah.
Well, that now he sounds like a serial killer.
You know, he just sounds like LBJ.
Well, I'm thinking. What's the one I'm thinking about? The something.
BTK.
Yes. I think we should just call him David.
DBJ.
We're friends, right? David.
Dave.
Dave. David?
Dave Banjon.
Dave Banjon.
Dave Banjon.
Yeah.
My man.
My name, David.
Can you throw something? Throw something at me. Hit me!
There's lots of mulch. And
yeah, throw some wood chips at me.
Uproot a flower.
Don't throw them at Lynn, because I don't think Lynn wants to get stuff thrown at him. Throw them at me! Spooky shadows on the door that definitely weren't from a car passing by.
Whoa, you hear that? Those humming noises?
They strike fear in my heart for some reason.
Whoa, I have a sudden chill. It's almost like the temperature's dropping.
It's cloudy out tonight. The moon has got some shadows or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that you have noticed the considerable increase in audio quality. We wanted to give you the authentic... ghost hunting experience.
Yeah, so we had to use we're using my phone to record this.
Yeah, we have
this.
To use the phone, and I have to use my voice when giving exposition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I got hit by a mulch. Did you guys, did you hear it? Another one?
No. Ah!
Pelted by mulch. So many mulches. It's crazy. Now they're being thrown back into the pile.
Oh no!
This is definitive ghost proof.
Cleaning up after yourself.
Oh, you know what we should do is we should look through the window. Because I remember sometime a year ago or the year before, there was someone who said that they saw a ghost in the window of Little Chapel.
Well, let's go a peek in then. Yep. Oh god, I forgot.
Yeah. Ghost hunting is rough on the body. We've just been sitting on concrete. My hands hurt a lot.
Did you know I was in a car accident? Wow.
Yeah. Hey, David, were you ever in a car accident?
What kind of car did you drive?
All right, we're looking.
If it was a Honda. Hyundai, I'm gonna sue you.
I got really scared for a minute because I saw the reflection of the bust behind us, and I thought there was someone in there actually, and I was like, holy crap.
There's a bunch of pews mm-hmm. and some fancy chairs at the front.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that they're under the floor somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't see any markers.
Isn't
anything.
There? Okay, someone. I've never been in there ever.
I haven't either.
But I've heard someone say that there's just a glass bit in the floor where you can see their coffins or something. I don't know if that's true. I've never been in there, and someone might have just been lying to me.
That gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. Oh, hey, maybe lean back. There's a spider in the corner.
Oh.
Right there. It wouldn't be a ghost show if there weren't spider webs.
Oh.
And a big old spider.
We're running low on bats, though.
Yeah. Well, darn. Maybe we'll get a couple. The moon is very spooky with the fog rolling by. Ah! I've been pelted. I'm under attack. This is clearly a poltergeist. This is an angry ghost. Oh, God. What's that in the window?
Guys, guess what? We just got back to our stuff, and it's covered with ghost dew.
Yeah, actually, for realsies, my bag is wet, and it's... Listen to this. It's wet. I don't like it.
My mask is soggy.
Yeah. David Bancroft was...
Was here.
Putting juices on my bag.
That is disgusting.
How else am I supposed to say it? All right, we're heading back to home base.
I'm limping. Definitely not because I was in a car crash. Definitely because I got attacked by a ghost.
Yeah, we were both attacked by a ghost. We saw such scary things in the window, and I ran away back to our gear, back to our setup.
Our nerve center.
Nerve center, yeah.
Yeah.
And... All right, well, something just made another noise. Very fun.
Interesting.
All I can say is that we have definitive proof of the existence of ghosts. Thank you for joining us on our adventure of ghosts.
Yeah.
Our spooky ghoul journey quest.
Adventure.
No, not adventure. We can't. I'm making a spoof of ghost adventures. our ghoul journey.
Ghoul journey, yeah.
Our ghoul escapade.
All right. Back to you, Studio Lynn.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wow, wasn't that terrifying?
Woo!
Yeah, we definitely saw all the ghosts. All of them. They all came and they had a cool...
It was the Monster Mash.
It was the Monster Mash, but also you know that scene from Anastasia where Anya...
Dancing.
Yeah, Anya's like in the palace and she's like... thinking, like, what if all this was happening? All the ghosts burst out of the portraits. It was like that. Except it was just all of the portraits of people on campus that no one really recognizes.
The three in Johnson were there. The three portraits that, from what I understand, nobody knows who they are. They are just in there.
So, obviously, we are saying this because hey, guess what? A little bit of behind-the-scenes magic. We haven't gotten to do it yet. We recorded all of this stuff at once, and then we went elsewhere.
Jump scare! They're not supposed to know that information yet.
Yeah.
That was a spooky voice.
So, I'm going to simply assume that we saw all the ghosts. We have definitive evidence of the existence of ghosts.
Oh, totally.
Now, yeah, for sure. And I think that we really need to, like, someone needs to come and, like, buy out the Johnsonian so that they can have us as the next BuzzFeed Unsolved Supernatural.
My mom's boyfriend has, like, a whole bunch of paranormal hunting equipment, but my family lives in Georgia. And while my mother was present yesterday... to take me to the ER. They did not anticipate me getting into a car crash, so they did not pack up the paranormal equipment.
And, I mean, really, like, the nerve. How you have to be ready at all times for the supernatural.
I mean, I suppose.
Yeah. So that was a real oversight on your mom's part.
The real scariest thing that happened yesterday was my cat in the back.
Ghosts are real. We have proof. You just heard it here.
Yeah.
I have full confidence in our ghost hunting capabilities. We mm-hmm. did bust the ghosts.
Yes.
And
it makes me feel good.
We're gonna get DMCA'd. You can't do that.
Well, there are no definitive words in there.
That's
except
true.
For Bustin.
Bustin.
Can't trademark that one.
Nope. You can try, but you're not gonna be able to.
Woo!
Yeah, so glad that you were all there to witness our excellent ghost capturing experience. Thank you. You can direct your praise to the email as usual.
If they try to come for us, we can just say it was a bossa nova. cover.
Yes.
And then
yes.
they will get off our backs. There's
fair,
a bossa nova.
Fair use.
There's a bossa nova cover of the Ghostbusters theme song, and my mom's boyfriend uses it to torment me all of the time. It's so bad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So up next, we're going to talk about something that is way less interesting and way less fun than hunting ghosts, busting them even, dancing with them like in Anastasia. It's the mass count. Scooter, take it from here.
Friends. It's been 2 weeks, so the increase of 19 masks is partially due to the fact that it was 2 weeks, but that still is, like, if I'm doing the math correctly, which I might not be because I have a concussion, 9.5 masks per week, about.
8.5.
8.5.
No.
But 9 times no. 2 is 18.
Yep. I'm an English major. Obviously. I was really confident there for a minute. And I was like, obviously.
So 9.5 masks a week, that's embarrassing. You guys should be ashamed.
Et cetera, et cetera.
That does bring the mask count up to 69.
Yeah. So that's a real shame.
Yeah.
I just stopped putting them on the ground. Total mask count? Total mask count?
69. Just going to let that sit and marinate for a second.
Yep. No commentary, really.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Pick up your masks and throw them away. Thank
Aren't
you.
Aren't you guys ashamed to be at 69 right now? Aren't you?
Yeah.
As usual, if you have any submissions, you can send them on over to my email, hortonl@mytjnow.com. That's hortonl@mytjnow.com. If you have any art to send, you can do it there. And art is basically anything. You can have a doodle, you can have some anime fan art, you can take photos, you can write poetry, and we will describe them. It can be pet pics. If you have any questions for our advice segment, such as,
how do I get the gremlin off my stairs?
How do I get the gremlin off my stairs? How do I get my insurance to call me back about my car? Stuff like that.
How do I get the state troopers to take me home?
How do I get all the glass out of my boot?
How do I get all the glass out of my boot and my arms?
Yeah, how do I know which QT I'm at on Celanese? Stuff like that.
Can you tell that this has been my entire life recently?
Yeah. I mean, it's a great story, and it hasn't been given enough time to marinate yet. So.
No,
now,
not at all.
Now we have to document this. Yeah. On air for so that we have it for posterity. But if you have any questions, any art, any stories, I'm sure all of you will be behaving quite well.
Any jump scares.
But if you, I'm sure none of you will be attending non-COVID compliant Halloween parties.
Definitely not.
On Halloween.
Halloween is a Sunday night, you heathens.
Yeah, you guys.
Do your homework.
I know you have things due Sunday, 11:59, so. I expect that all of the stories that we'll be getting submitted in for next week are going to be about how you finished your homework nice and early, and then you went trick-or-treating with your younger sibling, and then you went promptly
totally.
To bed.
So, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, send all of your stories to us, as long as they're, like, Winthrop relevant, because if they're not, why would we talk about them?
Send us stuff
at the email that I just said.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We always appreciate it.
Come back next week, where we will interview a real-life vampire. Wink!
But until then, stay safe.
Wear your mask.
Drive safe.
Please. And have a wicked Halloween.
Ooh.